It's Wednesday morning on WPHM. Tomorrow is Thursday, and it's not just any Thursday. It's a business after five Thursday. Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce does this once a month, and Joyce Doyle is here from the chamber. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning, Paul.
And where is tomorrow's business after five?
We are having our business after five at Alwyn Brooks Flowers and Gifts on Lapeer Road in beautiful Port Huron.
Brian Witt, good morning.
Good morning.
Alwyn Brooks is, it's one of the oldest businesses in Port Huron, isn't it?
It is. We're one of the top three, well, actually top two, since we're losing Mosier's.
Yeah.
1884, and Mosier's was 1886.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty amazing. That's a legacy. That's something you don't take lightly, isn't it?
No, it's interesting. We were just doing some research, and we found actually it was greenhouses since 1880. So we gained 4 years, but we didn't.
I get it. It kind of makes sense. And so, to what do you owe the success of staying in business that long?
Same key for all small business. Family-owned, operated, you know your customers. We call it the mirror test. Whenever you're doing something, if you ever have a question, you have to be able to look at yourself in the mirror the next morning and go, I did the best I could. And people appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. And having a relationship with customers in the community is really important, isn't it?
It is, extremely.
Yeah.
And in the world of the brain drain that we had in the last 15 years, we do have a lot of people who've moved out of the area, but they still have a lot of family here. So now with the internet, people know us, they place their order, and then in the comments section, well, you know my mom, send what she likes.
I'm glad you mentioned the internet, because I think that's important. I think a lot of people, they order flowers online. They can do that with Alwyn Brooks. They can do that with their local florist, too. Or if they're out of town, they can use the hometown florist of the person that they're sending them to in their own town, right?
Definitely. And the only advice I have on that is make sure you are at the website that you want to be. There's a lot of order gatherers out there. And what they do is they just gather them, take a percentage, and then they try to find somebody to send it out to who will actually deliver it. And that just usually isn't a great outcome.
Yeah, yeah. So you're hosting business after five tomorrow?
We are.
Cool.
We're looking forward to it. We hosted our first one 2 years ago, and we had a great turnout. And this one, we're hoping for another great turnout. We're going to be doing some playing roulette this evening, tomorrow evening.
All right. Sounds
we
fun.
Found an old roulette table, and
beautiful.
We're going to pass out the paper tickets, and that'll give people an option to select if they would rather gamble or if they would like to put their tickets in for some prizes.
All right. Well, that sounds like fun. Irish roulette, I guess we'll call it, because St. Patrick's Day is coming.
We're getting there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that should be a lot of fun tomorrow. We talked about the importance of having relationships locally. I mean, the Chamber of Commerce helps to foster those relationships, doesn't it?
Definitely. And if there's any new businesses out there, I would highly recommend them getting involved in the Blue Water Chamber and other networks to be able to expand their business. It's great seeing a lot of growth in the area. I hope it continues. It looks like it will. Port Huron is, the last time I was on, we had discussed it. It's
That's
on
right.
the verge of a great expansion, and things keep moving forward.
Well, keep it going. Stay focused. Doing what you're doing. And tomorrow night would be a great time for some of those new businesses that maybe aren't members of the chamber to come check it out, right?
It will. We have plenty of parking at the shop. They'll also be parking next door at Extreme Power Line. Scott's been gracious enough to allow us to use that. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody there.
At Alwyn Brooks Flowers and Gifts at 5 o'clock, right? 5 to 7?
5 o'clock, 5 to 7. Come anytime you want. Come for a little while. Stay the whole time.
All right. Sounds good. Brian, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Brian Witt and Joyce Doyle with us on WPHM.